Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, taking a phrase from verse 15. The Bible says, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines." We're interested in that thought, little foxes that spoil the vine. We're not talking about, when we talk about little foxes, a warm and fuzzy Disney character. But we're talking about something that is dangerous and destructive, like a fox getting in the hen house. You know, the little foxes, they find those small entry points. They can go through a place that maybe a big fox can't. And we are careful to guard against the big foxes in our lives. But the little foxes, I'm afraid, sometimes move in, and they are the ones that truly spoil the vines. On Monday, we talked about the little fox of faithfulness, 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Not a great premium put on faithfulness in this day and hour. Well, on Tuesday, we talked about the little fox of forgiveness, holding grudges. The Bible says, "And be ye kind one to another," Ephesians 4:32. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Well, yesterday we talked about the little fox of fruitfulness and cultivating the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Well, today we move to another thought found in the book of James, chapter number 4, and in verse number 4. The Bible says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?" It goes on to say, "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Friendship of the world, friend of the world. Enmity with God, an enemy of God. So I think it's very clear that what the scripture tells us about this thing of yoking up and buddying up, if you will, with the world. And I would, for the sake of alliteration, talk about flirtiness, flirtiness, if that's a word. The little fox of flirtiness. And basically what I'm talking about is seeing how close we can get to the world without getting dirty. Seeing how close we can get to carnality without, you know, getting into the quote-unquote big sins. Well, can I tell you, it's the little foxes that lead to the big ones. They tell us that rarely does anyone step out into any sort of crime, but what they have committed that crime many times in their heart and mind prior. Well, I think the same thing is true with sin, that most of the time we flirt with it and we familiarize ourselves with it before we actually bring it to pass, before we act upon it. And the scripture warns against that. It's not, the key is not how close we can get to the world without stepping into it, but just the opposite, how far we can stay away from it and how much distance we can put between ourselves and the things of this world. And there are folks today that would say, "Oh, you know, we've got to live in this old world." Well, it's true, but the Bible says while we are in the world, we're not of the world. And so therefore, we cannot go the places. We cannot have the same music, have the same entertainment. We can't watch the same thing or be seen in the same places that people who do not profess Christ frequent. And for that reason, my friend, to do so, and to you say, "Well, I didn't get into anything. I didn't do anything wrong." Well, when we associate ourselves and when we become familiar with it, the next step, my friend, of course, is sin. Father, we pray that you'd help us not to flirt with the world. Help us not to be friends with the world. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.